Okay. There we go. Here with Pat. Oh, so tell me again. What are you thinking about these days? You want to die. Okay, go ahead. Tell me about that. You just don't know why it's taken so long, and you've had enough of life on this earth. You don't think you have any unfinished business. Okay, so you don't know why you're still here, since everything is finished. You don't have any pain. So you're thankful that you don't have any pain. So tell me why it is that you're so ready to go. Because you think you've done everything here on this earth? Your job is complete?
I think so.
You think so? Mm-hmm. It's been a long struggle for you, hasn't it? Every day? A year and a half that you were expecting to die very quickly. That's a long time. And you're ready to go.
So ready.
So ready. What's it going to be like when you leave this earth? Go to sleep and wake up in heaven. Oh, you just got a glow on your face as you think about it. And you got teary too, don't you? Because you want to be there. Mm-hmm. You are ready right now to be with Jesus, to have a new body. Yeah. Be reunited with your family again. That will be so wonderful. Hard to wait for it, huh? You've waited long enough. Yeah. You're thinking about your grandfather. What about your grandfather? You loved him so much. How old were you when your grandfather died? Hmm? 8? Okay. And you remember back when you were 8 years old and you loved him so much? You're crying now. Is that grief for your grandfather? Yeah, you miss him? You want to see him again? You're crying because of your grief, and you're crying because of the joyous thought of seeing him again? Oh, that's so special. And this is all the stuff that's been going through your mind? Yeah.
I see Kevin with my son.
You think Kevin? And with your grandfather. And your grandson, okay? That you'll wait till the time when he comes, then too? You're gonna miss him?
But I know I can see him. Jesus.
You'll miss him here, but you know you'll be able to see him again in heaven.
Yeah.
Okay.
He sees him. Things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so special. A lot of hope there. Yeah. You know, Pat, I am going to be so, so sad in the day that you die. But then I'm going to be so happy at the same time. I'll be so sad for me, because I'm going to miss you like crazy. But I am going to be celebrating, because I know how much you're ready. And I know you'll be with Jesus. I know you'll be in heaven, and I know you're going to be enjoying your family, and it's going to be more amazing than I can even imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll celebrate that. Why I also cry. And I'm sad for you, or sad for my own sake, because I'll miss you. And I know your family will too. With Kevin?
He's doing Jesus, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know he...
Hi.
Hello. Yeah, I know he... Kevin hates so much to see you going through all this. Yeah. And that's his love for you. Just doesn't want to see you hurting. You're not in pain. I know. You want him not to be angry and... Yeah. Well, I will. I'll continue to follow up with him and support him too. Okay? And I'll send out mailings about the comfort and walk the grief journey with him. Okay? And we'll keep praying for him. Oh, he talks all night long. That's who you hear all night, and that's why you're up?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, that's tough. That's how you look at it? Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Can I pray for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's pray. Jesus, I am just so grateful for Pat, for the beautiful way that you made her, for the special, special person she is. God, I know my life is so much better because I've met Pat and get to spend time with her. But God, I know she's hurting now. She has had enough of the struggle here. And she's ready to come home to you. She has been for a long time, and she's been waiting so patiently. So God, we do pray for your perfect timing as to when this will take place. But we acknowledge where Pat is, to say she is ready. So God, in your grace, in your perfect timing, we ask that you would grant that request and call her home to you, to allow her to receive that reward that is waiting for her, to be reunited with her loved ones and to be in your presence. God, I do pray for her grandson, for her son and daughter-in-law. God, that you'll watch over them and care for them. Help Kevin to be able to work through all his emotions of what he's watching his mom go through. God, draw him to yourself. Help him to know that you've been here to care for Pat all along the way, and that she continues to love you. So God, I am just so grateful for the love you've shown me through Pat. Continue to use me as well as our team and everyone here to be able to continue to show your love to her. God, I pray that you'd help her to get a good time of sleep now and a good night's sleep through the night tonight, in spite of that man or any other sounds or anything else that happens. Help her to sleep well and to wake up refreshed and ready for the day tomorrow. So, Jesus, I commit Pat to your care, and I pray for her in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Oh, it's so good to see you.